Isn't It a Pity started out as a painting with a lot of black. Then it had all the little pixelated colors till it covered almost the entire canvas. And then, at some point, all that yellow and purple came in. I think the purple first and the white, and just overlapped back and forth. And the very next song that came on after Isn't It a Pity was Here Comes the Sun. So I think that's where all the yellow came into play. It wasn't apparent to me until later when I decided the painting was done. And I put it aside and I was looking at it, and it occurred that all those little dark areas looked like monarch butterfly wings. And then I started thinking about the name Isn't It a Pity, and then I was reflecting on someone had told me previously that the monarch butterflies were disappearing, and I thought that as a consequence of caretakers to our universe, it is a pity. It's a pity that they are disappearing, if they are. On another note, the monarch butterfly, they're so beautiful, but they're connected to a transition, you know, change, and change is always hard. And I think the butterfly really exemplifies, you know, their life cycle is constant change. Their eyes can't hope to see. That's around.